Welcome to Living a Lifestyle of Prayer. My name is Ashley, and I'm going to be reading Rejoicing in the Waiting. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are a good and gracious and patient God. How mighty is your love for me and the mama listening. I praise you, God, for your patience that exceeds my understanding and for your gentleness with me, as your Holy Spirit works in me to make me look more like your Son, Jesus. I pray for myself and the mamas listening to this today, that you help us in our times of waiting to turn to you and learn to rejoice. Thank you for the grace you continuously extend to me and these mamas as we journey through wifehood and motherhood. Thank you for these blessings. In your name I pray. Amen. The scripture for today is Philippians 4, 4 through 5, which says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near." How would you measure your ability to wait? Is it by the amount of time you wait? By the peace you feel during that waiting? Is it defined by what you receive at the end of the wait? Or by the joy you find in knowing God is working on your behalf? Waiting on God has the supernatural power to transform your faith, your anxiety, and joy. Did you know that the desire to control your life and aspects of it is rooted in anxiety? What does God's word say about anxiety? Psalm 55:22 says, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken." Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." I have discovered that the most powerful way to rejoice and stay patient while waiting on the Lord is through prayer. Prayer that reminds me of God's character, his power, and his love. Prayer that reflects on how God has worked in the past and reminds me of the hope to come. Prayer that overflows with gratitude for his gracious gifts and his tireless patience with me. Having three young children has taught me how to become more patient, but it has been a very slow process. When I think about God's patience with me, I am humbled. If God has such incredible patience with me, it is only right that I learn to trust him during my waiting periods. I truly believe God is sovereign over everything. Yet I often feel anxious about trying to control what happens in my life. His overwhelming peace takes hold in my heart when I finally surrender my plans and desires at the foot of the cross. Intentional, God-focused prayer is where this journey begins. I sincerely appreciate the strategic placement of Apostle Paul's teaching in Philippians 4, 4 through 7. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." He tells us we can bring all requests, worries, fears, and every situation to him in prayer. And he instructs us to present those with thanksgiving, with a grateful heart. But what I find so enriching in this passage is that he first tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. I would love to imagine myself dancing around with a tambourine every time before I pray. But sometimes this rejoicing in the Lord may be a quieter kind of rejoicing that looks like surrender. Surrender during the waiting may be the foundation for a deeper relationship with our God. Rejoicing in the goodness of God, in His sovereignty, in His ever-loving kindness, and in His bountiful grace. Perhaps this command to rejoice in the Lord always is meant for our good. Perhaps it may also serve to strengthen you as you wait on God. Joyfully, Ashley and the Help Club for Moms team. Mama, do you find it hard to wait? What does your heart focus on in your waiting? I have found I am most at peace when, by the grace of God, He nudges me in the midst of my ruminating thoughts. I can take that thought captive and make it obedient to Christ by replacing those unhelpful thoughts with truth, like Paul teaches in 2 Corinthians. This glorifies and honors God with our thoughts and ultimately with our lives. It reminds me He is in control and I don't have to be. I have learned countless times that my surrender leads to so much sweeter relationship with Him because it leads me to dependence on Him and not on my own strength. Psalm 27:14 says, "Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord." Let's pray. God, thank you for this time together with the mama listening. Thank you for creating her in your image to fulfill your purposes and your will, which we know is good. Thank you for instructing us to rejoice in you always and for being our safe haven. You are always working, God, and we praise you for that. I pray for the mama listening that she feels the joy and peace that only you can provide in her waiting period, Lord. Quiet the noise around her that lies to her that you are not enough. Show her how sweet it is to just be with you, God. Bless this mama and hold her close. Amen.